as we can. Let the glory of our God surround us. The wonder of His love surround us. Let Your kingdom come. Surround us, Jesus. Surround us, let Your kingdom come. Surround us, Jesus, oh come. And all the earth belongs to You, King of heaven, reign here. You reign, and we give our lives to You in worship. Have Your way in us. Have Your way. We are Your temple. So God, we need You. We need You this morning. We can't rely on our own strength to do the things that You've called us to do. For I sense there's a great calling on this church, and it's not easy. And not by might, not by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord. And so God, we surrender to You this morning in Your power. We prayed for strength this morning before. And so, God, we need Your strength. Would You come and would You fill us yet again? Would You surround us, not just here in this place, but for us to live a life worthy of the calling that we've received, worthy to show Your glory to a lost and dying world. as I wonder. And may we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. You are beautiful in all your ways. Sing, you are beautiful in all your ways. Sing it again, you are beautiful in all your ways. Yes, you are beautiful in all your ways. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. May we never lose our wonder. Never lose our wonder at you, God. May we never lose our wonder. Mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. So sing it. You are beautiful in all your ways. You are beautiful. To sing how much you love Him. Just sing it out, how much you have seen of His beauty. And God, we want to see more of Your beauty, and so we just cry out to You this morning. We lift up Your beauty and Your wonder and the majesty of our King. Too long we've been silent. Too long we've been reveling in our own accomplishments, in our own world. But God, how wonderful this day is that You have made. You have made this world. You have made us, God. And so we sing Your name. You sing it out. How beautiful are the feet of those who share His love. How beautiful are those who spread the good news. Savior Jesus, don't be afraid to tell Him you are so beautiful. So I thought we'd just share that song together this morning. And just quickly wanted us to think about how awesome God is and how beautiful truly His world is. When we get outside of our own world, it's easy to get stuck in things in this modern day and age. But I believe that as we were talking a little bit about going out and having evangelism and reaching the lost and things like that, that may be on this church's, and I know on the leadership's heart to see break out more. I believe if the world would just see Jesus in us and in our expression of life, that they would catch how beautiful He is as well and be reminded of that. And this morning I'm just going to share a few songs and quickly just talk about my heart and my story a little bit here and there, but don't want to keep you too long. And but I definitely have a heart for the creatives and people who are writing songs and enjoy doing that. Got to do that a bunch with these guys on stage down in Florida and just get to know their hearts. And I know that there's many of you out there like that as well, many that you know who have a desire to create. And whatever God's gifted you with and whatever skill you have, it doesn't matter if it's the arts or whatever, obviously God will use that to bring glory to Him and just show His majesty to the world. That's kind of the point of living. But specifically too, I kind of just have a heart for people who want to create songs. I can't draw, but I definitely have a heart for that as well. Any types of things like that that can we can point to, we can point the world to and say, this is the truth. It's in Jesus. And so I just wanted to quickly just sing that song this morning so that we would be reminded that just to go forth from here and just let our lives proclaim that how beautiful God is. He's not a set of rules. He's not a this and a that, and or I come to God and I get this and I get my life right and get everything right. Yes, there's eternal promises, and He's promised us salvation in the end. But sometimes life is hard, and so if we could just be reminded from time to time. And the music and the arts, I think, helps that as well. So let's sing together one last time.
And you are beautiful in all your ways. In all your ways, you are beautiful.
Just sing that one more time.
Jesus, you are beautiful in all your ways.
Every way, everything that we have, maybe we've been hiding.
You are beautiful in all your ways.
So just surrender to His way this morning. Let Him work, let Him move in your life. Open up,
you are beautiful.
Make a beautiful sound for our King. One more time.
You are beautiful in all your ways.
Yes, you are. Sing a song that is about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's pretty simple.
Deserve your love, but you poured out all your blood for us. When you came down to where I need you, so thankful now that I'm renewed, and now I live to bring you praise.
It goes like this:
I lift up my hands to worship your name. You are my Lord, I give you all that I am. Beautiful Savior, my God and my King. Wonderful Jesus, you're my everything. God, I give you all my heart, and I come to you with open arms, and with all my life I long to see you. So thankful that I'm being made new, and now I live to bring you praise. I lift up my hands to worship your name. You are my Lord, I give you all that I am. Beautiful Savior, my God and my King. Wonderful Jesus, you're my everything. Lift up, sing again. Lift up my hands to worship your name. You are my Lord, I give you all that. Something about that name. Sing Jesus, oh Jesus, let our heaven and earth proclaim. Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name.
Let all heaven endure.
proclaim. Come on. Singing Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about thy name. Singing Jesus, oh Jesus. Let all heaven enter, proclaim. So begin to sing out the name of Jesus. Use your own way and your own creative words at the song that he's given you. So sing out to Jesus, that sing out a melody to him from the depths of your soul, from your spirit. Lord, would you just sing it out? Sing it out. Let the airwaves know that this land belongs to you. This territory belongs to Jesus. This territory belongs to the kingdom of God. This corner of dirt right here belongs to the kingdom of God. Devil, you need to get out in Jesus' name. Devil, you need to leave this land in Jesus' name. Powers of darkness, leave this land in Jesus' name. Jesus is king right here. We plant our feet on this. We make this his kingdom. Lord, may you rest upon us. May you be enthroned upon this place, God. May you live. So just sing out a melody to him this morning. Come on. Oh, we give you our lives. We give you our souls. We give you all that we have to you. Continue to play there for a minute. Come on, let's lift up a shout of praise today. Come on. We're not really on an agenda or anything. I'm gonna get a little outside the box if you don't mind. Matt, just keep playing. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you, brother Matt. I don't usually do this kind of thing. It's kind of weird. But if you feel that this morning that what I do, real quick, just I'll try to be brief. I know we're getting hungry. Hungry for food. Okay. So just don't want us to be afraid this morning, just to proclaim the name of Jesus and to share that good name. Share it with your neighbors. Share it with people down the street. This morning we were praying for people, for having a heart for people, and that's something that God's dealt with me a lot. And time and time again, wherever I'm going, there's a lot of different places and different environments. And he asks me over and over again, do you love these people? You know, do you love them? Do you love them the way I do? And that's what we want more than anything before we leave this place today, is a heart for people. And I believe that God takes care of us. Amen. And so we travel a little bit and stuff like that. It's not fancy. It's not, you know, sometimes we sleep in a car. Sometimes we sleep on a floor. It's a long story. But the point of it is that God has put us in the lives of a lot of different people who are, some go to church. Some of them believe in God. Some of them don't. A lot of them don't. And so I just have ended up being in a position to just let the Lord place me in a lot of different environments musically. And so a lot of times growing up that in the church didn't really feel like, oh, I fit in to what's going on here. You know, it was choir and giant organs and stuff like that, and tuxedos and hymns and stuff, you know, so which is beautiful, and I love that stuff. But I'm trying to be brief in this story and just say that growing up, there are times where I did not feel like I fit in to church as it was programmed, you know. And so God eventually broke my heart and wanted me to make music for people who are not in church. When I was started doing that as a young person, and I think, you know, he's opened me up to that, all the while not saying, hey, we need community, we need each other, we need the church. God's using the church. The church is the Lord's, and he's going to save the world through the church, I believe. But with that, as a musician and as a creative person, sometimes we get boxed in and we think, oh, what I'm doing does not fit in, and so I'm going to go off. And I've witnessed time and time again, friends of mine, peers, a lot of young people just go off and get kind of consumed by the world. And we're supposed to be in the world. We are, and not of. So, you know, just may this be a place this morning where creative folks are welcomed and supported and shepherded. And that's kind of a hard thing that I have. I don't do it well. I'm not sitting up here going, oh, I have a ministry. God puts people in my life, and I just love it. And so I'm going to wrap this up with this morning. I'm just going to walk down here and pray for you. If you feel called to I feel called to create something. I feel called to draw a painter and all that kind of stuff. I'm not good at that stuff. I'm just saying, I believe that there is a special calling for you in the body and outside of the building, maybe, you know, in the building too, but maybe outside of the building. And we get really caught up on what happens here, right here on a Sunday morning. And I feel like I'm preaching to the choir on this, but I feel like though that too, you all could reach a lot of those types who have maybe been burned by the church, or a lot of young folks who don't feel like they have a place in the church. You know, the younger folks are like, you know, they see what we're doing and they almost don't want anything, you know, to do with it. And so, you know, we kind of have to be open. Okay, God, what do we do? How do we love them? It's the same thing as if I walk into a bar and play some, you know, some classic rock for these people. Well, how am I going to love them tonight? You know, God, how are you going to use me to share the gospel and share your love? So anyways, I'm just trying to wrap it up with, I just want to pray for you this morning. If you feel called, and especially if you feel called to write songs and to make music for the Lord, and just pray for you and where he would send you to do that, if that's something that you need this morning. And just if you need prayer too, just want to pray for you. This is not something I normally do, but yeah, just going to wrap it with that. So as he plays, I'm going to be down here. So thanks again, guys.
Okay, so anybody who feels like they need prayer, maybe a refreshing of the creative arts, maybe you thought you could do something and you just pushed it aside because people said, oh, that doesn't look good, that's not a good drawing, that doesn't sound good, whatever. Revival in your heart for your arts. God has given all of us arts. We all have something that we can share with the world. So anybody who feels like they need some prayer from someone who has gone through that and has seen multitudes of people go through that and seen them been revived and awakened back up to what God has in their lives, come on forward and let's have them pray on you, okay? Don't be ashamed, guys. This is something God gave you, and we have to steward this right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While he's praying for everybody up here, let's go ahead and take the offering, okay, if we can do that. For this is for Josh. So let's give extravagantly. Huh?
Just going to tell you, write checks to WVC, and then we'll give him one check.
Thank you.
want to remind everybody, if you'd like to give, the basket will be on the soundboard by dawn. So when you're done getting prayer, if you haven't been able to give your gift to Josh, you can do that. We'll let it sit there for a little bit.